Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming today. We are about to get started. I'm Whitney Lauritsen, and this is
Allison Melody.
And today we're going to talk about how to create impact, influence, and income. Ooh, I love that people are already taking photos. That's so cool. So a little background on us. We're very passionate about social media. I've been using and coaching, consulting on social media for over 10 years now. I was a bit of an early adopter to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, all these different platforms. I just get on board as quickly as possible with them, and I learn them and utilize them. And it's very exciting to me, which is why I'm thrilled to be talking about this today. I'm also the co-host of a podcast that just launched a couple months ago called This Might Get Uncomfortable. My co-host and I talk about subject matters like business, success, social media, and also mental health, well-being. That's my big passion. In fact, Allison and I are both very passionate about health, and that's the subject matter of her podcast as well.
Yeah, so I'm Allison Melody, and my show is called Food Heals, and it's about the healing power of nutrition. And I've been coaching wellness entrepreneurs to build wellness empires as well, so that's why we're here. And they call us Sex in the City for food, and I'm totally a Charlotte.
So first of all, we always like to get a feel for who's in the room. So by show of hands, how many of you are using Facebook? And keep your hand up. And Facebook for business, put your hand down if you just use it for personal reasons. Okay. How many of you use Instagram? Keep your hand up if you use Instagram, or put it up if it was down. How many of you use TikTok? Whoa, just a couple people. All right, hands back up. LinkedIn. Okay, great. All right, hands down. How many of you post on social media for your business, not for personal? Post on social media once a week. Hands up. Keep your hand up if it's multiple times a week. Keep your hand up if you post once a day or daily. Keep your hand up if you post multiple times a day. Okay, great. So at least we see there's a lot of activity. Most of you are already on social media, so that's great. We don't need to teach you any of the basics here. One of the things that we're very passionate about is consistency, and this is why we ask you that. We're also very passionate about being moved by your message, which is something that Allison's going to talk about in a moment, and authenticity. Before we really get into this, though, we only have 26 minutes with you today. It's going to go by very fast. And as a consultant and coach in social media, and Allison being a specialist in online business, we have so much to share. So we are actually doing an extended version of this presentation that we want to give you for free. And you can get that by texting a phone number, just giving us your email address, and we'll email it to you. So if you would like that, you can relax a little bit more today and just be present as opposed to taking a ton of notes. And then that way we don't have to rush too much. We'll just give you the most important points today. So if you would like the extended presentation, you're going to text the number 66866. So type that into the text box, just like you would text a friend. And then after you type that in, send the message social. So you're going to send the message social, S-O-C-I-A-L, to the number 66866. And it'll ask for your email address, and we'll send you this extended presentation. We're going to go a lot more into depth than we'll have time for today. So one of the the word social, 66866 is the number. So that'd be like your friend's number, and the message is the word social. If you have trouble, you can ask us afterwards too. So there's three things that we want to talk about today. Number one is consistency. Number two is authenticity. And number three is being very clear on your message and feeling moved by your message. So Allison has some great tips on that.
So one of the biggest things that I know people are talking about, that everyone's asking constantly, is what should I post to get more engagement? What kinds of posts? How can I get more downloads to my podcast? And there is no algorithm hack that is going to solve it. But think about some of the things we've seen in the media recently. Did you guys all see the Oscars? when Joaquin Phoenix got up there and he was speaking from the heart and speaking his truth and talking about things like animal activism and racism and all of the things. I don't care if you loved it or you hated it. Joaquin was moved by his message, and therefore other people were moved as well. If you saw Kelly Clarkson get up on the stage, she went back to American Idol, and she sang this song, Piece by Piece, which is about her father and his absence in her life. And she stopped the song and she said, oh, I'm sorry. She was moved to tears by her own song. She was moved by your message, by her message. So if she was moved, other people are going to be moved. So think about every time you're posting to social, are you moved by your message? I'm not saying every post has to make someone cry. Does it give them chills? Does it make them laugh? Does it elicit a feeling, right? So every time you post, if you're like, oh, should I post this? No, if you don't like it, other people aren't gonna like it. If you're not moved, they're not gonna be moved. So the answer is always no. Don't post it unless you're moved by your message. I don't care what platform it is, right?
And one of the big ways to figure out what your message is just to continuously experiment. That's why consistency is so important. Sometimes it takes a lot of trial and error to figure these things out, right? It also takes getting clarity, and sometimes clarity takes time. How many of you have felt a little bit more clear about your message over the course of the last few days here at the conference, the event? Some of you. How many of you don't feel clear about your message? A few of you. Thank you for your honesty. It takes time. Actually, one of the things that I do almost every single day is I take little notes in a journal every time I think of something that aligns with my message. So if I have a conversation, I go, oh, you know what? That's something I really want to talk about. I write it down. Sometimes I just jot it down in the notes in my phone, right? Or if I come to an event like this and I'm listening to speakers, anytime I feel excited about something, anytime I can't wait to talk to my friends about it, right? When you have conversations with other people and they lean into you, when they want to ask you more questions, oftentimes that's part of your message. So we just want to take a couple minutes here so that you have an active takeaway from this talk. If each of you could pull out a notebook or your computer, your phone if you'd like to use the notes, pull out something that you can write on digitally or with a pen or pencil. And just write down a few words, a few bullet points, or a sentence. What right now feels like an important message that you want to share? What is on your heart? Some people express best with a full sentence. Some of you might feel a little nervous. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just write down, everybody in the room if you can, a couple words that come to mind. What do you love talking about? When you have conversations with people, what do you find yourself wanting to talk about most? What do people thank you for? They go, oh, I really want to learn about this, or thank you so much for sharing that with me. And again, this doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all, just something right now that aligns with your message. Spend a few seconds writing that down. Give you a little bit more time, just a few more seconds. Words or a sentence. Would anybody here like to share their words or the sentence that they wrote down? Anyone here so excited? Yes, can we start with you?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a very silly comedy, but it's about a loving relationship, and it's about how imperfections are okay and that you should cherish the differences rather than criticize.
Love that. That's beautiful. A very important message. Yeah. Anyone else like to share?
So I'm launching a podcast for nurses, and my thought today was the struggle is real in nursing. It's so hard when all the systems seem to be working against you, but just start with a few steps, just a little bit of possibility thinking. If you could do something else, what would you do?
Fantastic. And one thing I really like about that is it's about a struggle. A lot of the times our most important messages are helping people work through a problem, right? So if you are still struggling to write down, what problem are you solving for people? That's often very attached to your message. You wanted to share as well?
I have the Millennial Realtor podcast and helping millennials buy, sell, invest in real estate. But what I've kind of caught on, you know, when I started my podcast and it's kind of building up on, it's living the American dream as far as having that piece of property, because run into millennials all the time that it's hopeless to own a home, and that's what my podcast is about, just educating them on that there is no lost hope.
And another thing that I hear from that is that your message is probably things that you're already recording for your podcast, right? And if you're working on a podcast, it's the topic of your podcast, right? But if you can clarify it and turn it into a sentence or just a few words, that's going to help you with your social media. One more person, maybe another woman?
You got people behind you.
Okay, so many.
Well, this doesn't have to do with my podcast because it's about true crime, but this is about plant-powered eating that I was talking with both of you about yesterday, and it's really transformed my life. I've been doing it for a year, and I'm really excited about it, and I want to inspire other people.
Beautiful. And I think when your intention is to inspire, educate, and inform, that's when you're going to reach more people. So let's talk about one of the tactical things that you want to do when sharing your message, and that is, especially with Instagram, they favor posts that keep people on the platform longer. So if you have something that you can share that makes someone hit save, so if you're talking about the plant-powered diet, and you're like, here's a smoothie recipe for you that helps me feel more energized every morning, and you put that up there, and someone clicks save, that tells the Instagram algorithm, this is important. They're going to show it to more people. So they don't care about the likes anymore. We all get lots of likes. There's lots of bots out there doing fake likes, right? Fake follows. That's not what Instagram cares about right now. They care about how long people are staying. So carousel posts are great. You guys know what a carousel post is? So multiple photos in one. You can upload up to 10 photos at once. Videos do very well. And things like recipes, things that inform, things that educate, things that you want to come back to later. So if you can create content that makes someone hit the save, the algorithm is going to show your stuff to more people.
And the same is true with the share button. A lot of the platforms, and it isn't just from Instagram, it's Facebook. Also TikTok, we talked about. I know there's only a few people in the room, one of which I actually met, Jason Green back there, who has a great podcast about vegan news. He and I connected through TikTok, and we became friends from that, right? So it's amazing the communities you can build on these platforms, the networks that you can create. One thing we're very passionate about is collaborations, and collaborations are one of, if not the best way to grow. When somebody shouts you out on social media, you can get so many followers from that authentically, because somebody is sharing something that resonates with them, with their audience. So that's another thing you can think about when you're creating your message. Is this something that somebody else will want to share because it resonates with them so much? And if you're struggling with verbalizing your message, look at the things that you're sharing. Look at the content that you're sharing with your friends. How many of you have shared something on your story on Instagram? There's a button that you can click and it says shared a story. Raise your hand if you've used that feature. A lot of you, right? So when you're doing that, you can think like, wow, I'm sharing this. Why am I sharing it? And then when you're creating your next post, could it be something that somebody else is going to want to share just like you have, right? So here are some of the key points, right? We're talking about having a moving message, being clear on your message, something that moves you, that'll hopefully move other people. We talked about consistency lightly, but let's go over that again. Posting regularly on a lot of these platforms, as Allison's saying, they want people to stay on the platform. So if you post frequently, especially on platforms like Instagram and TikTok, if you haven't experimented with TikTok, I highly recommend it. You can speak to someone like Jason, who's in the middle of the room here, and his experiences. He's using TikTok to promote his podcast, correct? That was his main motivation on there. So he's creating consistent content to get people to be interested in his message, and then hopefully they'll convert over to his podcast. But he has to do it consistently, because he will get rewarded for that consistent posting. Instagram's the same, Facebook, LinkedIn, a lot of these platforms, Twitter especially, you can post like 5 or 10 times a day on there, right, and get rewarded for that. And so that consistency, authenticity, and the collaboration, as I mentioned. Can you create content that people are gonna wanna share, save, and can you create content that maybe integrates somebody else? You have met so many incredible people here. One thing that we really want to encourage you to do is to connect with at least one more person, perhaps in this room or out in the hallway when you leave, one more person by the end of the day that you could potentially collaborate with on social media. You could do something like a live video together. We want to talk about live video a bit today. You could do a post together, a picture together, like take a little selfie like this and post like, oh, I'm so glad I met Allison at this conference. She has this incredible podcast called Food Heals. Go check it out. Well, what's Allison going to do? She's probably going to share that. Exactly.
I'll be like, thanks. Repost.
Exactly. So when you're sharing other people's content, a lot of times they want to share yours back. They're so grateful for it.
And speaking of collaboration, I have a question for you guys. First of all, you always hear, you know, which platform should I be on? And you hear, go where your audience is, go where the age range is. But let me ask you right now, what platform is your audience on? Just shout it out.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, I hear. Twitter. Instagram. Anything else? TikTok, Facebook. All right. Notice that everyone, most of you in this room are podcasters, and no one said podcasts. Your potential audience, what are they doing? They're listening to podcasts. So are you collaborating with other people to be interviewed on other people's shows on a regular basis? We can post about our podcast to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn all day long. But if someone isn't an auditory listener, they don't know what the F a podcast is, right? They're not going to convert into your listener. They're not going to convert into your client. So we want to be in their ears, right? So when you're meeting people here, get their business card, add them on social media, whichever one you use, I don't care. Add them on TikTok, LinkedIn, and then make a connection and say, oh, maybe this is a person that we could do a show exchange, because that's where you're going to get the most amount of new listeners to your show is by being on other people's shows, because that shows you as an authority, as an expert, someone you start becoming someone that people know, like, and trust, right? And those are the fans that we're trying to create.
We also encourage you, especially when it comes to collaboration, to always come back to your message and look for partnerships, aka collaborations, that align with your message. You're not just looking for more followers. More followers are not going to get you all the conversions to your podcast. You need the right audience to convert, right? So look for collaborations with people that match up, that complement you, that make sense, whether you're doing a guest exchange or you're guesting on their show, they're interviewing you, whatever it turns out to be. And when you reach out to them on their platforms and reach out to anybody after this event, think about how your message can help their audience. If you make collaborations, whether it's social media, podcasting, blogging, anywhere, about how you can serve someone else versus how they can serve you, that's where the really good, authentic relationships are built. So if anybody you're messaging after this, maybe you're direct messaging them on Instagram, which is a really great way to network with people, explain what your message is in that one sentence, and then how that message is going to help them. And I bet you that is going to lead to much stronger collaborations and much more of a conversion of their audience to yours.
Absolutely. Another thing you can do when offering to serve is a lot of people send out messages and they say, let me know how I can help you. And I think that's a beautiful message, and we should be saying that. But also, let them know how you can help them. Because very often I get that, I'm like, I don't know, what do you do? What are you good at? What's your zone of genius? How can you help me? You know? So be thinking about that, how much value you can offer someone when you're reaching out, someone especially that you don't know and doesn't already know who you are. What can you offer them? How can you support them? And people are more likely to reply when they feel like, oh, this could be very supportive for me, rather than, you know, just let me know what I can do for you, because it's like, well, lots of things, but I don't know. You can also do video outreach as well.
Yes.
So this is a really great way to get someone's attention. Let's say you're trying to book a guest on your podcast that's maybe have a larger audience than you, or you're a little bit intimidated. I love to just jump on a quick iPhone video, nothing fancy, no DSLR cameras, just on the phone being like, hey, I love your show. Here are my top takeaways. I would love to add value to your audience in this way, or I would love to know if I can help you with X. Give them something. People are much more likely to click on a video because it's personal than they are to read all the things, or especially open that email. So think about direct messaging on the platforms you're on, whether it's Instagram, LinkedIn, etc.
So we're getting short on time. I think it'd be great to open up some questions in a moment. I do want to remind you, especially if you came in earlier, that we have the extended version of this presentation where we'll go much more in depth on all these things. Again, that's the number 66866. If you text that number, 66866, and then send the message social to that phone number through text, we'll send you the link to the presentation that we're gonna do, like a podcast, a private podcast episode just for people that opt in. But the other thing that's really important here is to always come back to your reason for doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Again, that is your message, but also, what is the outcome that you want? How many of you want to use social media primarily to market your podcast, to get more podcast listeners? Some of you. Okay, great. How many of you want to use social media to grow your income? Okay. And how many of you want to use social media for influence? Right? Okay, some of these might be multiple, right? But it really is helpful if you try to pick your primary reason and focus on that when you're developing your social media posts. Because if you're too scattered and you're trying to do too much at once, your message sometimes becomes diluted. But if you're very clear on what is the message you want to get across, and then what do you want them to do afterwards, many of you know the call to action is very important with your marketing, right? So what is your call to action? What do you want them to do? Do you want them to leave a comment on your social media? Do you want them to go click the link in your profile? Do you want them to listen to your podcast? Are you trying to create more relationships?
This reminds me of one more thing I was going to say about the save. You can ask your audience members, if this is valuable, please save it, because that will also help Instagram be shown, like, oh, this is important content that people want to share. So tell your audience what to do, just like Whitney said. Yes. Give them a call to action. Save this post. That can be one call to action for one post. Every post can have a different call to action. Maybe you're doing a giveaway. Maybe you're collaborating. We're going to go into giveaways in the private podcast. That we're going to send you. But essentially, if you do a giveaway, then you can be reaching people in new ways and having them take action in ways that they're not likely to take action before. For example, I'm not a Yelper. I don't go on Yelp and review everything that I do. I don't go and review restaurants. But if a restaurant's like, hey, Allie, I'm going to give you a free meal if you review this restaurant, I'm going to go, where do I sign up, right? So giving them, incentivizing them with things like giveaways and collaborations and things like that with a specific to-do action, whether it's like, hey, if I'm providing you a lot of value, it would really, really mean a lot to me if you went and reviewed my podcast. Some people will do it, most people won't, but if you're like, enter to win this giveaway, $350 worth of swag bag products, then they're more likely to do it. So think about how to incentivize your listeners to take action. And it works the same way if you want them to work out or get healthy. You know, we're in the health and wellness space, so we do a lot of that type of thing, like smoothie challenges and things like that. Building a tribe, getting people together for a common goal. Like, give them action steps to take and they will become, you know, your super fans.
Absolutely. Yes, let's do that. So if you want to take a moment to kind of reflect on what is it that you're struggling with right now with social media, or what is the outcome that you want, and that might help you form a question to ask us now, or you can give us feedback. You can email us at any point. We'll make sure to put that into this podcast, this bonus podcast we're recording just for you based on this presentation. But we're going to take some questions now. If we don't get to your question, you can find us in the hallway afterwards. You can email us, and we're also on social media, of course. You can direct message us. We truly want to help. That's our passion, is helping people become more successful and doing this through digital media. So we'll take a few questions. We have 5 to 10 minutes, I think, to do that. 5 minutes, I think. So we'll just take a few. We'll start with you.
First of all, I really like your presentation, guys. Very well done. One thing that I really wanted to ask is, of course, on Instagram, you know, you have the link in bios and you have all these sorts of ways you can redirect traffic. I guess from your experience, you seem like really experienced people in this space. How have you found best practices around redirecting from social using Linktree and all these platforms, and what works and what doesn't, and how do we not overcrowd our message?
That's a great question. I'll start, and I think there's no right answer. It's figuring out what works for you, but I'll tell you a few things that have, you know, worked for me. I do use Linktree because, like you, I have multiple links going on at any given time.
But what I tell them, does everybody know what Linktree is?
You can go, if you go to the Instagram, do you have it too?
Yeah,
we both
have it on our profiles.
So if you go to our Instagram, you can see what Linktree is. It's $6 a month, and it's a place
where you can, there's a free version.
Oh,
yep.
Why am I paying? Okay. Guess I have something to learn today. Maybe it's the amount of links you can have, but I have all the links that I frequently talk about on my show and things like that. So there's one, everyone knows there's, you can only have one link in your Instagram, right? So, and you can't have anything in the copy or anything like that or in the comments. So there's one link. So it's a Linktree link that links to all of the links that you frequently talk about. So for me, it'll be whatever I'm promoting at the time, usually at the top. Currently I'm doing food freedom, which is a course, right? But because like you don't want to oversaturate them and give them so many calls to action, what I try to do is kind of things quarterly. Like I will promote Rise and Bloom for 2 months and then I stop. That's my online mastermind. Now I'm currently promoting food freedom. I'll be doing that for a few months and then I'll move on to the next thing. So it's not overwhelm of all of the things.
Can everyone still hear okay? Okay, good. It got a little noisy in here.
Linktree.
Yeah. Yep. And again, if you go to our social medias, Allison's is Allison Melody TV. I have a few, but the one that I have the biggest audience on is Eco Vegan Gal. You can connect us through us. She has Food Heals as well.
Food
another
Heals
one.
Well.
You'll find us easily. We're easy to find online. If you go to our Instagram accounts, you can see how we're doing our Linktree, which is just a way to have multiple links in there. Does that answer your question? I mean, I know we're just short on time, but we'll go deeper into that, into the bonus version of this as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you had a question as well.
Yeah, hi. Thank you both for being here. What other tools do you use to manage the whole process of creating and posting and timing and scheduling and stuff like that?
I have an assistant.
Honestly, that is a great answer. If you can hire a virtual assistant to support you with social media, especially someone that's savvier than you, it is really worth it. You can get a phenomenal assistant for a very affordable price. So when you're hiring anybody into your business, find somebody who's savvy with social media. Find someone who's going to be updated on the trends that can support you. And if you want to do it all yourself, which some of us do, there's a lot of other platforms. I actually don't use that many because now a lot of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they allow you to save posts and then post them later. So some of them you have to go manually post them, and some of them you can schedule for the future. So you can go and batch out a number of different posts. I love TweetDeck, for example, where you can post, you know, schedule all your content out for Twitter, right? But I actually do most of it natively. I haven't found the other platforms to be that beneficial to me, but a lot of people do.
So also to answer your question, there are very, you know, there's all those scheduling apps like Hootsuite and Meet Edgar, and I think that they are great. If that's how your mind works and you want to do it that way, you absolutely should. But for people that are just like more doing it on the fly and don't schedule in advance, it's you do you. Again, like it's like what works for you is going to work, and what you feel overwhelmed by or you don't like, it's not going to work. So it's like, I personally don't use any of those tools anymore. I used to use Meet Edgar, and it was very, very good at what it did. Well, then what happened is that Facebook started not favoring posts that came from a Meet Edgar scheduler, right? So then we got off Meet Edgar. We're like, what do we do next? And we went back to posting natively. And then what I did is I created the systems that I wanted to have in place, and then I trained someone to do it for me. But if you create it yourself, then you could train a VA. You know, you can get a very affordable VA pretty easily on sites like Upwork and things like that to do some of the implementation for you. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like what's in your heart? Post about that. And if you're going to schedule out things like Valentine's posts and things like that, that's a great thing to use an app for. But really it's like being timely with your messaging. Like if there's something going on in the world, talking about how it's affecting you and being really authentic about that, I think is key.
And to that point too, there are so many social media strategies that we have been implementing for years and years. And honestly, I think it really does come down to authenticity. I've seen people grow big numbers, but sometimes big numbers don't convert. So that's why you always have to come back to your message. You have to come back for your why. What is the end goal that you want? It doesn't necessarily have to be a ton of posts. When we talk about consistency, consistency could mean once a week for you. If that feels right for you, your message, your audience, your goals, if that's getting the results that you want, maybe once a week is fine. And maybe you do that on the fly whenever you feel like it, right? Just because it works for the majority of people doesn't mean that it's going to work for you and your brand. And a lot of times people become overwhelmed because they're trying to do all of the things that other people are telling them to do, but it doesn't feel in alignment with who you are and what you really want. And that's a huge part of our message, is coming down to the core of what's important to you, interpreting all of this information and making it work for you. We have time for one more question. Gosh, it's just, again, we'll be out in the hallway. You can reach us here. And if you text the number 66866 with the word social, you'll get our email address and we'll email you more information about everything we're talking about here. So one last question I saw. Oh, perfect. Yes.
Okay, is there anything that you've done on social media? Because when you mentioned Linktree, like I noticed when I did my Linktree, I've actually taken it down because I noticed that like it stopped traffic or something, like I don't know what had happened to Instagram. And I wonder, is there something that you've ever done on one of the social media platforms that got you just halted in your progress that you're like, oh, they're punishing me for this?
So I don't know if I've been punished. I think my engagement really did go down like a few months ago. They kind of changed the algorithm, so I think everyone was a little bit affected by that. I can't think of a personal thing that I've done to offend Instagram. Do you have any thoughts on this?
You know what my answer to that would be? Is to just be open to changing your ways. Don't get stuck in one way of doing things for too long. That's really the biggest, anytime I've run into trouble, it's because I'm refusing to change. So be adaptable, continue learning, reach out to people like us that want to support you. And thank you everyone for going. Enjoy the rest of your
thank
event
you.
Here.